Greetings, CFL fans, and welcome to the CFL Weekly Wrap-Up Show. I'm Kent Goodwin III, your host, and we're ready to take you on another exciting journey through the CFL Continental Football League. This week, we're diving into all the action from Week 13, a week that, I gotta say, had it all.
Oh, absolutely, Kent. We had some stunning upsets, nail-biting finishes, and some truly spectacular individual performances. It was a week that reminded us why we love this league.
It certainly was, Sandra. So let's jump right into the scores. We'll start down in Honolulu, where the Atlanta Firebirds, well, they flew in and absolutely torched the Sharks, 31-6.
Ouch, that's got a sting for those Sharks fans. Atlanta's ground game was unstoppable. Wes Schrems, he racked up 104 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns, including a 55-yarder. I mean, he left the Sharks defense in the dust.
Talk about a clinic on how to run the ball, Sandra. Schrems was a man on a mission. But we can't forget about the Firebirds' defense. They completely shut down the Sharks' offense. Chandler Winters was a beast out there. He earned that MVP award.
And deservedly so. Winters was all over the field, Kent. The Sharks just couldn't get anything going.
Nope, they couldn't. Now let's head north to the Motor City, where the Detroit Vampires, well, they got a taste of their own medicine. Falling to a surging Boston Blizzard 21-16.
That's right, Kent. It was an upset for sure. But Garrett Ward was the maestro behind that victory for Boston. He threw for 2 beautiful touchdown passes, earning himself the game MVP award.
Ward was slinging it all over the field, Sandra. And that Vampires defense just couldn't find an answer.
Nope, they couldn't.
This was a statement win for the Blizzard, a team that's been quietly improving all season.
Definitely a team to watch in the coming weeks. They could be a real threat in the playoffs.
Speaking of threats, the Baltimore Bombers lived up to their name this week, exploding past the Ohio Aviators 26-3. It was a defensive masterclass from the Bombers, highlighted by that pick six from Elliott Dotson, who also snagged the MVP award.
That pick six was a game changer. Dotson just read that quarterback's eyes like a book and took it all the way to the house.
Talk about a momentum swing. The Aviators, well, they just couldn't recover.
Nope. It was a tough day at the office for them. You got to give credit to that Bombers defense, though. They were relentless.
They were. All right, now let's head out west. To the Mile High City, where the Denver Dynamite, they continued their explosive season, blowing past the Seattle Spartans 30-3.
Another dominant performance from the Dynamite. Emmett Coate, that quarterback, he was in his zone, threw for 328 yards and 2 touchdowns. Earning another MVP award?
He's making a strong case for league MVP this season.
Yeah.
He's the real deal, Sandra.
He is, Kent.
He's got it all. Mm. The arm, the accuracy, the poise. He makes it look so easy out there. And let's not forget about Sean Sanderson, Copia's favorite target.
Oh, he had himself a day.
He did. 116 receiving yards and a touchdown.
The Spartans had no answer for him.
All right, let's travel down south to the Lone Star State, where the San Antonio Stingers, they held off a late rally from the St. Louis Silverbacks, winning a thriller 17-13.
That was a close one, Kent. Those Stingers, they were clinging to that lead. And the Silverbacks, they nearly pulled off the upset. But in the end, the Stingers' defense, they made those key stops when it mattered most.
They did, led by their MVP, Rich Zahersky.
Zahersky was a rock out there, Kent.
Now let's head over to the California coast, where the Philadelphia Generals, they narrowly escaped. With a 20-16 victory over the Santa Cruz Privateers. It was a back-and-forth battle, went down to the wire.
Another nail-biter. The Generals seemed to have it early on, but those Privateers, they fought back. It was Generals quarterback Jim O'Neill who made the plays when it mattered most. 2 clutch touchdown passes, earning himself the MVP award.
O'Neill showed a lot of grit and determination in that game. He delivered when his team needed him most.
He did. That's the mark of a true leader.
Speaking of winners, the Brooklyn Brawlers continued their winning ways. With a dominant 33-17 victory over the Tennessee Militia, it was a ground-and-pound kind of game for the Brawlers, led by their unstoppable running back, Lincoln Staggs.
Staggs was a beast. He ran through, around, and over those Militia defenders, racking up 3 touchdowns, and of course, the MVP award.
He was simply unstoppable.
A force of nature.
Now let's journey down south. To Durham, North Carolina, where the Bulldogs, they pulled off a thrilling 26-24 victory over the Iowa City Argonauts. It was a back-and-forth affair, went down to the wire.
It did.
With the Bulldogs quarterback, Jake Mitchell, leading the charge.
Mitchell was a difference maker. Incredible throws under pressure, including the game-winning touchdown pass with just seconds left. He earned that MVP.
He was cool as a cucumber out there, saying
yeah,
that.
What?
The pressure didn't faze him at all. All right, let's fly down to sunny Miami, where the Talons soared to a 42-12 victory over the Boise City Stampede.
Total domination from start to finish.
Yeah, the Talons' offense was on fire, led by their dynamic duo of running backs, Damon Richardson and Tony Douglas.
Richardson was electrifying, Kit. A 90-yard touchdown run. I mean, he left the Stampede defense grasping at air.
One of the most exciting players in the league to watch.
Oh, he's a game breaker.
And Tony Douglas, he was no slouch either.
No, he wasn't. He was a steady force. Racking up yards, controlling the clock. He earned the MVP award.
He's Mr. Reliable, always there to pick up those tough yards.
He is, Kent, the unsung hero of that team.
And finally, we wrap things up in Kansas City, where the Storm, they weathered a late surge from the Hartford attack, winning a shootout 36-29.
It was an offensive explosion, but in the end, it was the Storm's quarterback, Clay Rowan, who stole the show.
Rowan was throwing darts all game long, Sandra.
He was.
Four touchdown passes. He looked unstoppable.
He's playing at an MVP level right now.
He's putting up some incredible numbers, and he's a joy to watch.
He is a quarterback's quarterback.
Well, there you have it, folks. That was a wild week 13 in the CFL Continental Football League. We saw blowouts. We saw nail biters. Incredible individual performances, and we saw some major upsets.
A week that had it all, Kent?
It did, Sandra. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a closer look at some of the standout players from this week's games. Who really caught your eye, Sandra?
Well, we saw some incredible performances, Kent. It's hard to narrow it down to just a few, but you're right. We got to give some love to those players who really stood out.
Let's start with the Atlanta Firebirds. Westrum's running was obviously the highlight. But on the defensive side, Chandler Winters was a force of nature.
You said it. His impact was undeniable.
All over the field, disrupting plays, making tackles, basically shutting down that Sharks offense.
And that's why he earned that MVP award, a reminder that defense wins championships.
Absolutely. Now let's jump over to Detroit, where Garrett Ward orchestrated that upset for the Blizzard. But let's not forget about Steve Harris, the Blizzard's running back.
Oh, yeah.
He had himself a day, rushing for 70 yards and a crucial touchdown.
He was a workhorse.
Really helped to establish that balanced attack for the Blizzard.
Taking some pressure off of Ward.
Down in Baltimore, Elliot Dotson's pick six was the play of the game. But let's give some props to Roger Bailey, the Bombers quarterback.
Yeah.
He managed that game beautifully.
Didn't put up those flashy numbers.
123 passing yards and a touchdown.
But his efficiency was key.
Out west in Denver, Emmett Coate continued his MVP caliber season, leading the Dynamite to another dominant victory. But let's give some love to his main target, Sean Sanderson.
Oh, he was unstoppable.
Six catches for 116 yards and a touchdown.
Torching that Seattle secondary.
Down in Texas, that San Antonio-St. Louis game. It was a defensive slugfest.
It was.
But there were some hidden gems on offense. Clarence May, the Stingers running back, quietly racked up 60 yards and a touchdown.
May's a tough runner, Kent. Got that knack for finding those extra yards.
Providing a much-needed spark for San Antonio. Over in Santa Cruz, Jim O'Neill was the hero for the Generals, leading them to that narrow victory. But we can't forget about their unsung hero, Colby Stewart, the kicker.
Mr. Reliable.
3-for-3 on field goals, including a clutch 42-yarder.
Ice water in his veins.
Helps seal the win. Special teams, they can be the difference. Now, let's talk about that Brooklyn beatdown. Lincoln Staggs, he was the hammer for the Brawlers. But their kicker, Francisco Keegan, also deserves a shout-out.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. 4-for-4 on field goals, including 2 from beyond 40 yards.
Got a powerful leg.
Another example of how special teams can be a game-changer.
Absolutely.
The Durham-Iowa City game was a nail-biter, with Jake Mitchell leading the Bulldogs to victory. But let's not forget about Grayson Grier, their running back. Added a vital dimension to their offense.
He did.
Rushing for 53 yards and a touchdown.
Tough, hard-nosed runner.
Really helped to balance out that attack. Down in Miami, Damon Richardson's 90-yard touchdown run. A thing of beauty. But his backfield partner, Jeffrey Downs, also had a remarkable game.
He did.
Piling up 77 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Those two, they form a dynamic duo.
And finally, in Kansas City, Clay Rowan put on a passing clinic. But let's not forget about Harold Melton, the Storm's electrifying return man.
Oh, Melton.
He took a kickoff 97 yards to the house.
A threat to score every time he touches the ball.
The kind of play that can change the course of a game.
Absolutely.
Week 13 was full of standout performances, and we've just highlighted a few of them. It's a reminder that the CFL Continental Football League is filled with talented players, and the future of the league is bright.
Makes you appreciate the depth of talent in this league.
It does, Sandra, from the quarterbacks to the running backs, receivers, kickers, defensive stars. So much talent on display.
Absolutely, Kent. And it's not just individual talent. We're seeing some great coaching, innovative play calling, real team chemistry.
That's what makes it so exciting. You never know what's going to happen. Any given Sunday, any team can beat any other team.
A true parity league.
And with the playoffs right around the corner.
The intensity is only going to ramp up.
Every game matters. Yeah. Every possession counts. Every point could be the difference.
Between a championship run and an early exit.
Speaking of the playoffs, Sandra, which teams do you think are looking the strongest right now? Who are the favorites? Who are the dark horses?
Well, the Denver Dynamite, they're still the team to beat. Dominant all season long. Emmett Cote playing at an MVP level.
They're a tough team to beat, that's for sure. But I wouldn't count out the Brooklyn Brawlers.
Oh, the Brawlers.
A physical team run the ball down your throat. And that defense,
stifling.
They've got that championship pedigree.
They do.
Always a threat in the playoffs.
And don't forget about the Atlanta Firebirds. Balanced attack, strong running game, solid defense. With Wes Schrempf leading the charge, they can beat anyone.
They're a team on the rise. What about the San Antonio Stingers? They've been flying under the radar a bit.
They have. But they've put together a solid season.
A team no one wants to face in the playoffs.
They've got that stingy defense, create turnovers, enough offensive firepower. They could be a real dark horse.
Dangerous team for sure.
For sure.
And we can't forget about the Durham Bulldogs. Young quarterback and Jake Mitchell really come into his own.
They're a well-coached team.
Solid supporting cast around him.
They don't beat themselves. Find ways to win those close games. Sleeper team in the playoffs.
It's going to be an exciting finish to the season.
I can't wait.
So many teams are in the hunt. Playoff race is going down to the wire.
The CFL Continental Football League never disappoints.
And we'll be here to break it all down for you folks. Thanks for joining us for another exciting edition of the CFL Weekly Wrap-Up Show. I'm Kent Goodwin III.
Yeah, and I'm Sandra Wellborn.
Until next week, keep your helmets on, your cleats laced up, and your passion for the game burning bright.